gotta watch. And I've got to be conscious. Somebody put his voice recorder to record everything that I say. Good morning, all.
Morning.
Welcome, Sister Corey and Brother Ian. Thanks to see your beautiful faces again. And everyone, it's always an honor and a privilege to see you, to be with you. It's still good to be married. Life is a mystery. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it depends on us on how we look at it. All right? And that's not my topic anyway. I just to inform you, as what the pastor has said, in the first few weeks, the preaching team will be tackling a series, and the title is Knowing or Who is the Real Jesus. We surely know him, but do we do? So my job for this is to introduce to you how we are going to know the real Jesus through their preaching, through the scriptures, through their researches, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right? So because at the heart of every being, all of us, even those who don't know about God, there's always a search for something divine, right? It is said that there's a hole when we were born, there's a hole in our heart saved for that something divine. So unbelievers or not, atheists, what are the other ones? Non-believers, there is a question always of, is there really God or who is God? The question is practical, right? Because the answer on that question depends on how we live our lives. What we believe is the way how we live our lives. But sometimes also because of the fear of insecurity and our experiences, we try to deny. However, with us, when we come to the point of a question on who is God, our answers point to Jesus, for we saw in him the human expression of God, human experience of God. God is a spirit. Sometimes it's hard for us to pray if we do not see anything. So we're advised to close our eyes so we don't see anything. But as we learn, as we go along with this study, we would know more about Jesus, and our mind, which used to be distorted, you know, the reason why there are so many beliefs is because of distortion, confusion. Some belief present Jesus as a baby Jesus in different sizes. Yeah, if you would see them, the biggest they are, though you bought the holier you are. And he's dressed with beautiful velvet red baby clothes. Or I remember I saw somebody who asked my sister, what is that? What's the name of the doll? Because she doesn't understand. Some people present Jesus as a black Nazarene in their house. Welcome, Sister Imelda. You're late. Okay, anyway, she disinfected her hand. That should do. So the consequence most often is that the Jesus we present has failed to answer life's question. If we present him as a black Nazarene carrying the cross, how can this answer your question when you say he is our salvation? You know, when he came to Jerusalem, when he came out of the rabbiship, people were expecting, because he was called to be the savior, people were expecting that they will be saved from the Roman Empire, from the Romans' cruelty. So that is what they're expecting. And when he died, the belief, they were so devastated, and some beliefs, poof, gone in the air. Not him, after all. But 3 days later, he came to life. Oh, it's him. So they might be asking, hey, are you going to take us from the Romans now? But still, for them, it did not answer their questions. So in the next few weeks, as I have said, the preaching team will be speaking about the real Jesus, and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the disciplined study of the New Testament, we may clarify essential features of Jesus and correct many of the false belief on him. Let's pray. Holy Father, forgive us if we have been wrong in what we're doing in this earth, but no one would know, only you, oh God. We're doing things according to how you tell us in the Bible, oh Father. So we're asking for your direction and guidance. We're asking for your wisdom, oh Father, that as we listen to your word, we will be able to grasp the meaning, although not the real meaning, but how we can grasp it with a human mind. Father, we know that our understanding is limited, but by the power of your Holy Spirit, Father, we may be able to understand the depth of your love, your sacrifices, the things that you are doing in all of us here on earth, oh Lord, and how you're wanting all of us to come to you. Father, make us an instrument. Use us in bringing the kingdom of heaven to people's heart, oh God. Father, we thank you first for saving us from this coronavirus, Father. For allowing us to be able to pass through this. We thank you that we are not touched, alive, and well. We thank you too for the result that most of us became closer to each other. We also thank you that we learned to come to you and realize that after all, everything is under your control. We still pray, however, Father, for the countries of the United States, for Brazil, Italy, and Spain, and all those countries that are still battling this coronavirus. Father, it is nothing to you, Lord, but your purpose is something that we may not understand. So Lord God Almighty, in our own little way, we lift up our prayers to you, O God. We lift up our desire, the desires of our heart for others. Allow us, Lord, to do something for them. And Father, as we go on with this message and the messages that are coming, we highly pray and lift this all to you, O God. Let your Holy Spirit be within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, one thing good with the COVID-19 is our hearts were touched. Brother Moots delivered chickens, which we ate for the whole 2 months, one piece at a time. Put more vegetable, eat more rice, it lasted. Thank you, brother. Thank you for Brother Wendell and Joanna. They've been delivering groceries to our friends that could not go out. And more many things that we, especially the frontliners that had sacrificed for that. Our sacrifice and service to God is not to earn brownie points, but because we love and trust Him. Continue your good work. Our verse for today is Jeremiah 29:13. So my role in this series is to do the introduction and to do the conclusion. The rest will be done by Pastor Paul and Pastor Estefan. Jeremiah 29:13 says, When you seek me, you shall find me when you seek me with all your heart. So in this study, we will seek him with all our heart. And how do we do that? So by way of introduction, we will consider three matters first. First, what is the importance of getting to know the real Jesus? Which is not my job, that's Pastor's fault. Get ready. The importance of getting to know the real Jesus. Secondly, we will be dealing with the New Testament, which is the only source on how to read it also. What do we get from it? The New Testament is our only source, our primary source to know about the real Jesus. And thirdly, the importance of preparing ourselves in this journey of knowing the real Jesus. We wouldn't just come in, sit down, listen. We have to prepare ourselves. Remember, we will be dealing with the high, almighty, only God and our only source of salvation. So it's just like meeting the Queen. We get ready. We learn how to genuflect, is it? And kiss the hands. Preparation to meet the Almighty. You may not get much more in this sermon, but it is an introduction on how we can know the real Jesus. If you would take a look at the calendar, today is 2020. Almost 2,020 years since Jesus was born. 1 John 5:12 said, anyone who has the Son has life. And anyone who do not have the Son does not have life. What is the life? That's 1 John 5:12. We don't take a look at the word life literally. I'm pretty sure as Christians you know what it means. Acts 4:12 says, of all the names in the world given to men, this is the one by which we can be saved. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus the Christ. About the good news. We were told about the good news. What about it? Okay, the writings in the New Testament, whatever impression Jesus left to the disciples or to the writers, whatever mark he made in the history of his day, it was the real, actual Jesus of Nazareth. You know, the name Jesus is very common in those times. So we call him Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah. It's just like in the Philippines, Juan, J-U-A-N, Pedro. This is a very, very common name. By the way, Juan in Spanish or Juan in English is John. So, okay, that's Brother John that I. So, it is a mark of the real Jesus. The events, the history, the parables, all that he spoke were made by the apostles who walked with him during his 3 years stint in this earth. But you know that Jesus can become anything you want him to become, right? Because the more we don't understand, we could just say, oh, he's our salvation. But you know what salvation is? Oh, he is the Redeemer. Yeah. We can really, oh, he answers all my prayers. He can become almost how we wanted him to become on how we perceived it. But we have the New Testament, which is a record, a historical record and evidences of who the real Jesus is. So that is our primary source of knowledge. We consider the New Testament, in fact, I consider the whole Bible as a sacred text for inspiration and enlightenment. If you wanted to know more about Jesus, you have to read. You have to listen. You have to meditate. Just like when you are just having your courtship with your boyfriend or girlfriend before, for us a long time ago, I don't remember. It's a different way. Before, we see each other, we made appointment, we write letters, we call on the phone. Today, you just text on the words that you cannot even read. OMG, BTW, can I DKN? And they answer, you or whatever. They understand their language. The language of love before is letters and talking. The language of love now is texting with words that is not in the dictionary. I don't know how to read it, but it's amazing. Amazing indeed. Reading the New Testament or reading the Bible. In reading it, we could find communion in God. As much as when we are worshiping, singing, we can find communion. I was praying for the Holy Spirit enveloping all of us. And He did. And He does. And He is. God, on reading, this is just on how you should read the New Testament about Jesus. You should not lose the simple and humble reference as we read the sacred material. As you come and read, I've read it. I don't understand. I'll go to the next one. It does not answer my question. So it is one thing to attend to God's inner word, as we read the sacred text and discover the meaning it has for us. It has meaning and how it moves and reveals God to us. So when you read the scripture, you first ask, who wrote this? Who is it written to? How does it affect me? Right? And how does it apply to my life? Reading the Bible, you could read the Bible so fast, but it's just like eating popcorn with no salt. So you have to breathe the inner word of God as it reveals what He wants to reveal to us. Another one. To do this in reading the New Testament, because you have to if you want to know the real Jesus, is the discipline of study. It's discipline. Discipline yourself when you are reading and it has concordance, and there are so many concordance, you only read once to justify what you're reading. You have to discipline yourself because we are in search. Because why? Because we love Jesus. If you love someone, you're wanting to know more about them, isn't it? It's not after several years of marriage, they say, why did you marry her? Oh, because it's beautiful and the other one is ugly. It doesn't work that way. You know your loved ones before, you examine yourself and weigh, is she the right one? And most often, if you ask God, it is the right one. Because being godly always give you conviction on if you want to go to the other side of the fence, God will kick your butt. Oops, excuse the language. I speak French sometimes. Okay, so we find out in our reading that the writers, Paul, John, Matthew, and Luke, they're interested on the events and data related to Jesus. And they intend to relate it to others. Remember that the New Testament was written 365 years Oh, no, no, I think I'm mistaken. 36? Oh, no, no. Jesus died at year 33. And there's, 365 years before, after the death of Jesus. It's painstaking. There's no ballpen. There's no paper. What did they use? Papyrus? No?
Papyrus.
Yeah. Papyrus. We call it papyrus. Papyrus. Sounds like papaya. And remember that. Remember that, brother. Papyrus. And also, on the writing, you would notice differences in the way of writing. Because each writer has a different style. But you could still see the connection on what really was the event or the data that are in there. So, the Gospels were written, The Gospel was written or were written in the last third of the first century. So that would be around year 70 and onwards, 365. Where did I get that? But that's the number of days in a year. Okay, on the last third of the first century. First century started with 1 and ended in 100. So you would know that the second generations, including us, did not really have a personal memory of Jesus. Our only basis is the New Testament as written. Jesus did not write it himself, but it gave access or direct access to his ideas, his aims, and his self-understanding, and his self-teaching. Another thing, the New Testament was written by the people who loved Jesus, right? They followed him. They imitated him. They listened to him and worked all their lives to tell people about them. But when a lover writes something about his loved one, we might expect people that say it's biased. Hey, because you love him, you will tell, oh, your eyes look like stars. What eyes will look like stars? No sunglasses would fit you. So the evidences of a lover, it's not necessarily biased to ignore what is true. So we believe that all what they said there, no matter there are differences in how they wrote it, it is the real event that happened to the loved ones. So we could notice that Jesus' self-consciousness and understanding can be established by the writings of the author, especially when Jesus said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I and the Father are one. This did not came from the writer. This was said by Jesus. So you could notice that Jesus is spoke in terms Oh, that the writers spoke in terms normally reserved for God. So my question, are we prepared for the journey? Take a look at every Sunday as an exciting day to learn about him. The question we are asking, are we prepared, is about Jesus. It is also about ourselves and the very meaning of life. Do you know the meaning of your life? You know why you are here? What's the connection? If we know Jesus is the all of it, we have to consider that Jesus' life has something to do with our lives. That's why we are wanting to know. In the very meaning of life, our very need. Don't you have a need? All of us has need. Even you have all the money, you can give your bank account to Pastor Stefan. You can, But we have deepest needs, longings, desire, wants. Our personal attitude is always relevant in this journey with Jesus. Coming to know more about Jesus is bound to shed light in our lives. And unless we are willing to allow and to adjust to it, we might undiscover the truth. Because what we are wanting to know Jesus is we are wanting to know the truth. Truth is only revealed when the human mind and heart is in contact with the mind and heart of God. Amen? Amen. If we are not in contact, you know how E.T. came home? His fingers is in contact with the fingers of the primary base. E.T. come home. So we have to condition our human mind and our heart to be in contact with the mind and heart of God. How do we do that? We must be attentive and sensitive. Do not sleep if I see any eyes closed. Because not only we should be attentive and sensitive not only to the subject but also to ourselves. How are we perceiving it? How are we receiving it? Be conscious. Be attentive. We must become more and more sensitive to our own world and its question, especially to the inner words spoken to us by God as we contemplate the meaning of Jesus for us. As we learn more and more about Jesus and His world, we become more and more sensitive to our own world. Because why? Jesus is the answer. Another one, understanding. You know that you could memorize the Bible from back to back? Me, I do. I know the title and I know the author. That's back to back, darling.
Yeah.
So I'm poor in memory. What's my name? But memory is not the same as understanding, okay? You could memorize it, but you might not be able to understand it properly. Even Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You should know the meaning of what it says. We can repeat answers without thinking. We can be familiar with scriptures without experiencing the joy of insight. So we have to have insight. And to let you know, especially the students, discipline is required of us to think. It is a condition for learning. You can just sit down and listen. John 8:32 says, the truth will make you free. You really wanting to know to be free? Do you really want to be free? So it is one thing to think about something. It is another thing to know. Aside from understanding, you should know. Okay, so our aim in this walk is to know the truth. We continually say, what is truth? Even was it Herod or Caiaphas was trying to ask question? He talked to Jesus. Who are you really? If you are the God, he said, and then did you say the truth? What is the truth? And you know what he did? He did not listen to Jesus' answer. He turned around and left. Because truth is so important that sometimes it is covered around by a bodyguard of lies. Truth is hard to find. And our aim in this study is to know the truth, which will involve a painstaking task of checking, reflecting, and making sure. We must do this humbly and consciously and be ready for the demand that truth makes upon us. If we are sincere about knowing Jesus, we have to be alert to the danger from the beginning and pray for the grace of conversion. If our mind is resisting, Holy Spirit, open my mind and let me receive it as you want to present it. Remember that Jesus will call you, and then what? You have to follow him. Anything about Jesus will bring pressure upon our lives and our lifestyle. It is a daring journey. You have to sacrifice with joy and love. In other words, it is not sacrifice. What then should be our driving force in this journey? 1 John 4:16. Anyone who lives in love lives in Jesus, and God lives in him. Do you want God to live with you, in you? Not with you, but in you. Right? Being in love is loving, conscious of being loved. Do you understand it? It is a garden in which the one who loves me and I who love that other are at home together. And that is the relationship we want to have with Jesus. We are at home with each other. We can call him anytime. We can cry out our sorrows and pain. We could scream to him on our fears. It is love that makes it possible for us to dare to be in touch with our experience and our own psychic responses. The story of Jesus is a story of love. It can be only known by the one who is open to be in love, that is to believe. I'm trying to prepare your hearts for the coming weeks and for the journey to be fruitful and to explore the question, who is Jesus? We will need all your attention, all our honest thinking, all our courage to acknowledge the truth and to respond to it. This journey is also a prayer, but this journey, the bottom line of this journey is love. The story of Jesus, a story of love. It can be known only by one who is open to be in love, that is to believe. I'd like to pray to you or the Ephesians 3:16-19 as we close. I hope I did not make you fearful and no one will come back next week. So let's pray. Ephesians 3:16-19. Out of his infinite glory, may the Father give you the power through his Spirit for your hidden self to grow strong, so that Christ may live in your heart through faith. And then, planted in love and built in love, you will, with all the saints, have strength grasp the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, until knowing the love of Christ, which beyond all knowledge, you are filled with the utter fullness of God. Holy Father, I bless your people, O God, with your blessings, that this introduction to the studies that are coming would not frighten them, but rather would be an excitement for them as we go along. Open our minds and our hearts, but above all, Father, put the love to know the real Jesus, that we will live according to how he lives, because we love him. Let the basis of the studies, love. I bless your people, oh Father, with understanding and thinking, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, they will come and know more about you. Bless your people, oh God, and I lift them all up to you, oh Lord, all the desires and all the wants of their hearts, oh Lord. We give you thanks. We praise you so much. We thanks for everything. We thank you for all the lives. We thank you for this congregation, Father, that are willingly and humbly serving you, Father, because they love you and they trust you. We adore you and glorify you. Let the weight of your glory fall upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Church.